Hey everybody, my name is Wade Kellett and welcome to Inside the 50. I know it's been a couple weeks since we've last posted a video, had three in a row. I wanted to get those out super quick to you. Obviously the first one, just to tell you what we're about. The second with the interview with Jeff Peabody over at Columbus as they were traveling out to the Denver WGI Regional. And then of course with Stephen Irving, good friend, kind of recapping that Kansas City Regional, as well as getting ahead of the Omaha Regional. So now it's been a couple weeks. I have been sick like a dog. You could probably still tell a little bit with the voice. I got some nasal stuff going on. Just trying to get over it. A little bit of cough. So if I cough, I apologize. I got my drink here. Help soothe the throat if I need it. But I wanted to get this video out a lot sooner, obviously, but because of the circumstances, here we are. So I was able to go to the finals of the Guard Regional here in town, and it did not disappoint. I'm really glad I was able to go. I wasn't able to get there till Scholastic A, so I apologize, Regional A groups. I wasn't able to go out and support you. But I was able to go and check out this, who we had coming in, all their shows, and it was a great time. Got to sit with some old Railman friends, some of who are currently still teaching in the area and are still being incredible people. So without any other intro, we're going to just kind of jump into it. I took some notes as we moved along, some things that stood out to me. Some things that I was like, real, you know, very impressed with. And so I'm glad that all those groups were able to come into the area and just perform at a high level. Some things, the first one I was actually able to get into was Liberty North, robbers, cute show, robbers, turned police to kind of disguise and they stole the jewels and were still robbers. It was a fun show to watch. And you know, a little twist at the end, which was kind of nice for them to do. Lee Summit was next, and from what I've got, it was In Its Place is the show title, I believe is what it was called. But there was a lot of beautiful movement at the beginning is what I've got. They had some small, you know, some small tier sections. I think their rifle, I believe, work is what stood out to me. There was a roll to the ground in a group sequence that where they were catching the butt of the rifle, which is a very difficult thing to do, especially challenging those Scholastic A members to do that. And I saw it. I was, I gave some applause. So some things when you go to these competitions, they might not seem the most impressive because if you're not used to the activity, you might be thinking, oh, I'm going to clap for that super high toss, right? Boom, solid catch. Maybe that trick that you didn't see coming where someone cartwheels over somebody or somebody slides under someone's legs and they catch it. It's like, oh my goodness, right? Those are incredible things. But I love being able to shed light on those specific small details that maybe someone might not see. And I'm sure there's even more that I didn't even get to catch as, you know, I'm not... I'm a tuba player. Let's just put it that way, right? Tuba player, but I've been involved in the activity so much that I think I can pick out some things and hopefully shedding some light and congratulating people on what they're doing in their shows. Next was Green Valley, their JV group. I got some turnaround double tosses that they had on their flags. They looked incredibly comfortable in their work. I'm going to scoot this over so I can make sure I see all of it. But they've looked incredibly comfortable and they looked well-trained. So there is a difference sometimes you see between some of the younger groups, maybe those regional A groups and not that are not in Scholastic A yet, that are just, you know, and even novice, obviously, but they are training and are trying to get better at their craft. So it looks effortless. And it's great when you see a group that comes out that you go, okay, they're well trained. They're comfortable in what they're doing. And you can tell that with performers, especially kind of on a first read. I also got give props to their solo dance performer. It was very strong there. And some very musical flag work. It's always great when your sound, either your soundtrack or maybe the lyrics line up to where you do, you manipulate the equipment to visually represent what is going on. And wrote down that their flag work was very musical. And I think that is some of the highest praise you can have for flag work, because with those silks, it can carry and it can tell a story sometimes. And having beautiful flag work that matches so well with the soundtrack that you have going on, chef's kiss, right? Mwah. Beautiful. There we go into Pattonville. They had an inmate show, right? They had jail cells. They had lights around those jail cells that turned different colors as their show was going on. Their rifle was very good. They had some solo rifle tosses into a backbend touch on the floor. I think it was the last performer to catch. You love it when you see their face when that equipment's in the air and they know it's rotating exactly how they want it, and just nail the catch with huge smile on her face is what I've got. And it's so great. Flag soloist in the jail was just having the greatest time of their life, just performing beyond the capacity of the gym at the time. It seemed like her personality could have gone all the way to the moon and back, but just living her best life. And it was a fun show. You think, and with the soundtrack, it wasn't quite what you thought it was going to be. When you see the costumes, when you see the jail cells, when you see the inmate costumes, I think, at least in my head, it was going to be, especially in Scholastic A, it was going to be something maybe typical is a word to use. But the soundtrack was not that. And I think it was a fun show and it was fun to watch. Next was Papio South. Their show design with the moments of suspense and the pauses in those moments, I think really brought out their entire show concept and really made you want to, what's going to happen next? Almost made you lean in a little bit. They're just the suspense moments where there almost was no sound. And then into something else. You're just waiting for the next thing to happen. I've got props to the dancing, lower body. Solo dancer, I don't know. I haven't said this before, but I've seen Papio South show before at the beginning of the season. And just the dancing is incredible. Solo dancer, you are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. Any guard in the world would love to have you. Absolutely, for what you can do and what you bring to the table. There are the guards at this point were decent sized in regards to numbers, and Papio South comes out and in not too large a numbers shows that you can have such an effective and well scoring show with not as many people. As we get down a little bit more, Sioux Falls Lincoln was the same way. You didn't need 40 people to fill up the floor to do well, to execute well, and to perform a great show. And that was something I thought there, with a number of people in their varsity guard, they carry themselves so well and are trained so well and perform so well that you don't even think about the any type of empty space on the floor. It is designed well so that it takes up the entirety of the floor and the entirety of the soundtrack. And at the very end, the dancer performing got a big old round of applause, which you love to see that. You love to see things applauded for that aren't typical. I said typical already, but typical, right? The high tosses, the whatever it may be, right? Because it really takes so much skill and body control to do all those things. So, great show, Papio South. You guys are awesome. Liberty, I believe it was Come Into My World. They started in a clump with a silk over the top of them, which was really cool because they moved under that silk. As it moved across the floor, members were distributed out of that, came out of that silk. So just kind of like they appeared from this moving mass that was floating across the floor, which I thought was a really cool way to slowly integrate your people into your show. I wrote that there was a lot of one-handed blade catches, I think, which I mean is tough, right? When you're catching those blade tosses, it can be hard on the hands. It can be difficult to spot sometimes, and they were doing a great job. They, at least what I saw in their final show, it seemed that maybe this is what they were trying to portray, but it seemed a little timid at first. But as their show moved on, as the soundtrack and the music kept going, it started to really build momentum throughout their entire show, all the way into the end. And maybe, yeah, and so that's just what I felt as a first read for me. It felt a little timid at the beginning, but man, did they move through that show and continue to bring momentum all the way through. So great job, Liberty. And then we've got Sioux Falls Lincoln, which I talked about just a little bit earlier, about how they didn't have a lot of people on the floor. But I mean, you look at the standings. I mean, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, they're up there in the top half, and very confident. They had very well placed weapon moments, I would say. They had an exchange in silence, which is great, right? Anytime you can do any type of flag work, or not flag work, but anytime you do any type of weapon work in silence, or really anything in silence, it's so tough. It can be so tough. And First Class to get to do it and to do it well was, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Obviously, as being a member of the military, they had a very military-esque show. Gotta love it. Gotta love when you have a paid, you know, You're spreading a little patriotism into the world. I love it. Can't get enough of it. Great little piece at the end. I'm assuming everyone's seen it already, but if you haven't, it's a great little ending. I guess I won't spoil it. Hopefully you've seen it. If you haven't, you can see it. You got, I think, 2 more chances to see it. Then we go into Bellevue West. Are you okay? I've got beautiful opening silk. Yes, that's right. I loved the silks they had in this show. Like, I wanted to buy one just to look at it further, right? Just to hang it. Like, it could be a piece of art, I think. They were beautiful silks, well made. The biggest thing I could take away from them is, one, it was a great show, but two, having a soloist, a visual soloist through an entire show, I think is very hard to do. Very hard to find someone who can do it well, effectively. And it's just a lot of weight for someone to carry through an entire show. Because at any moment, people are going to be looking at you. So there is no time. Now, there should be any time that you say drop your character, or, you know, there's just certain times that you might need to let down, and you can't. You have to be on performance mode, portraying whatever needs to be portrayed for the entirety of that show. And it's very tough to do. And so I think that solo performer crushed it. Great job. And then I just put, what a rifle performance. They had a great performance on a spin rifle. So good job, Bellevue West, local, another local team, right? Three of those local teams in finals, which is so great to see. Belleville, which, man, just it's just the worst when they're always so close to each other. Bellevue West. They just came out and looked mature. Like, they looked like they were all, they could have been college students, right? They were just came out. And that's the first thing I noticed. They came out, they started performing, and I was like, these are mature performers. They know what they're doing. If they're a bunch of young kids, kudos to you guys for what you're doing. But I'm pretty sure they were older students, and they just came out as mature at the beginning. Great staging relating to the soundtrack on what was going on. And the rifle work, I remember, I don't want to say it was handsy, but it was very in the hands, some of the rifle work, which sometimes isn't, you know, as effective on the big stage, but man, it's so fun to watch. It's so fun to watch them because it can get so intricate and it's tough to do because at any moment when you're doing very intricate weapon work, you know, close to the body, it's, you get off for 1 second and now getting back in is sometimes difficult. So kudos for you for doing it and doing it well. But I loved your show. I'm going to Blue Spring South, JV. And all I put was achievement, achievement, achievement. Everything they did, they achieved from what I could see. They were confident in what they did. It looked as though they've had this show down since, like, they did this show in full marching band. Like, they just came out and they performed such a clean show and they achieved everything about it. I got to sit there and just watch, and I was just, had no moments. I was like, are they going to catch this? Are they going to do that? You know, what was going to happen here? It was just nice to sit and watch. And I just try to take it all in. Like I said, it just achievement, the bodying thing of Scholastic A, being able to achieve. And they did it. They did it so well. Up next was Green Valley. All right. So they, once again, there are a maturity coming out. This seemed like there was a lot of energy building, especially Blue Springs South, JV, into Green Valley. And then in a Blue Spring South being the last ones performing, there seemed like there was just a continuation of a building of energy inside of the gym of excitement. And I don't know if it was just more people coming in or more groups that performed. So there was more performers sitting in the back of the gym, but it just felt like there was more excitement as we were getting into these groups. And they were rising to the occasion. I talked about, you know, wrote down some great fly exchanges from Green Valley. It was a really cool concept with the different like reflective colors. And they were starting to push, I would say, the envelope of what was being asked of them while achieving. So there's, you know, you can write for a certain level, but they feel comfortable, they feel confident, and then you want to bring them up to that achieving level. What you really want to do is be able to push the envelope on what is, you know, normal for a Scholastic A to do while still achieving it. Because you need everything to be achievable in the Scholastic A world. But if you can push that envelope a little bit more, you know, toss a little higher, do some interesting exchanges, whatever it may be, but able to push that envelope a little bit more while achieving that, those are the groups that are really striving for, you know, that WGI finals spot, especially in Scholastic A, where, I mean, you're going up against, what, 150, 160 groups. Like, you gotta somehow get into the top echelon, and you know it's tough. And I think Green Valley was starting to push that envelope of these groups at the regional. So great job. Love the show. Blue Springs South, right? You could, I wrote this, and I love that I was able to see this, but it's, I wrote that you could see from their extensions and their body movement that they were fully invested into whatever they were doing. Like just fully invested in what was going on. They had great fight exchange moments that just hit right at the last second. Everything, like I said, was fully performed, from, you know, a rifle toss to some solo movements. Just everything was performed well. I put there was a great recovery on the flag side. Don't quite remember that off the top of my head. But there was, I remember thinking this, that that person had a great recovery. And in this sport, you don't get a timeout, right? When things aren't moving in your way in the show, how crazy would it be if you were able to just say, okay, timeout, hold on, we need to regroup real quick. We'll start right where we were before and we'll go to the end. You don't get to do that in the in this activity, in this sport. And so you have to continually, you know, figure out how you're going to get out of a situation and get back into something and not show it and not have it affect the rest of your performance, because it's very easy for something like that to happen. And it's very easy for someone to have one thing and get rattled. And so I want to give kudos to that performer who was able to figure it out quickly, move on, and continue to have. And I specifically remember making sure I spotted that person throughout the rest of the show to see how they were doing, and did not disappoint. Great rest of the show. So kudos for you for being able to recover and then put on a great show the rest of the time. But Blue Spring South, love the show. Very artistic, pun intended. I thought well-deserved, right? Your accolades. Going into the Independent A. So this is where Railman lived in the Independent A, very much in this Classic A side of things where, you know, achievements, everything. And I love Independent A. I think it's great. You're getting people from all sorts of different backgrounds, teaching styles, possibly that they have been, you know, sometimes even fundamentals are different, and you're molding these people together, mushing them together, and getting them to form this cohesive group. So I love Independent A. Malachi, you guys always got a place for me in my heart because of how welcoming you always were to Railman when we went out to Colorado. We loved going out to Denver, loved that regional, and you guys always supported and helped us. From rehearsal space to food, even we always felt so welcome coming out there, and you guys were a big part of that. We loved it. But I loved your show. There were a lot of groups standing on small props and doing great work, and during Scholastic A, everything, and Independent A, and Malachi, you were part of that. And you had some performers on that table. It looked like a hefty table. I saw the instructors or whoever it was bringing that in. And you could tell, like, you could tell when something's heavy and a prop is heavy. And we had some heavy props in Railman. We had a piano. The coal miner had an entrance that I built. It was sturdy. But man, it did not need to be that heavy, but it was heavy. And so I know what it is when you're bringing in some heavy props, and that looked heavy, but it needed to be because you were doing some great work on there. It looked like a little slippery too. So kudos with that. It's tough to keep that out of your head. You know, have it there present to make sure you obviously aren't slipping and falling, but to not have it such a presence that you don't do great work while you're up on those props. And Malachi, great job. I think you had two different performers that were up on those that table prop. So love the show. Great show. On to Lakeville South, right? So it reminded me very much of if you watched the Railman's In the Rain show, In the Rain, there's a thunderstorm and some chaos at the end of the show. And it was so entertaining. I always loved it. It's one of my favorite shows we did. And this tennis show was that the entire time. It was so entertaining. The crowd, I mean, you could tell there were parents there that were just super supportive, but the entire crowd loved it. Absolutely loved it. Like, what I just, every piece of it. And you had, oh my gosh, you had a couple of performers that were just knocking out of the park. I don't remember if she had red hair or not, or she was like a blonde or a strawberry blonde, but you had, and she had glasses on. I just imprinted in my mind her performing and just giving everything on the facial side of things. Like, every person in your group seemed like they were having the time of their lives and performing the craziness out of that show, and everyone in the crowd loved it. To the point where I was like, man, I wish I would have went to prelims and saw you guys do it again. But best of luck. Great show. Absolutely loved it. Crushed it. I can't say anymore. Loved it. Absolutely just on point. It was just enough tennis without being too much tennis. You know, you had some subtleties in the background of the actual hitting, of the people I grunting to. I wasn't expecting that, which was funny. But I mean, it's true to tennis, right? The tosses over the net, great, right? Those were great. Everybody loved that. And obviously the chairs, and it was just a well put together show, and it made me smile. And I tell you what, it's the reason, those shows are the reason that some younger students, one, are going to remember you, but two, are going to get excited about the activity, because everyone wants to perform one of those shows at least once, right? Who, you know, you love the lyrical, the highbrow shows, the, you know, the ones that are, you're bringing out all the emotions, but man, until you perform on one of those shows, like, you don't know what you're missing. Like, you get to perform a high intense, just fun, absolutely fun show. It's so cool to watch, and I loved watching it. And I'm sure they looked like they were having the best time of their lives. Looked like they were having a ball. All right, so then we moved into Crossroads. very well put together show. Our neighbors to the east. Well put together show. Beautiful tarp. Everything just, I mean, it was one of those, they got done with it and you're like, yeah, that was a beautiful show. Like, it didn't need much. And I just sat back and I watched. I hadn't seen you guys yet, and I just wanted to sit back and just take it all in. And it was a great show. It was beautiful. Like I said, it was very beautiful, and excited to see where you guys end up, because you scored pretty well. Excited to see where you end up, how far you go on the Dayton side of things. But much props to Crossroads and everything I've seen you guys from, you know, your inception in your birth, and you guys keep bringing out some great shows and keep putting out some amazing products. So congrats to you guys and that organization and what you've been able to do and continue to do and provide a space to perform in that, in your area over in Iowa. Like, so great to have that. And then did get to see the two open groups. Great. I mean, by that time in the show, I really just, there's a point where I just wanted to sit back and just enjoy and take it all in. And thanks for coming all the way out from Salt Lake City. Like, Salt Lake, you guys were great. I thoroughly loved it. And I think I tried to make a pun about Blue Springs South. But I misplaced my pun, so I apologize for that. But Salt Lake coming out, the Scholastic Open Group, just I had heard you guys had kind of a little bit of a rough run going into during your prelims, but we had a great finals run. It was cool to see how you obviously you began and ended in the same location with those props. At the same time, man, wearing those masks and performing, like, I was getting hot. I was getting like, oof, short of breath. And maybe it was a sickness, but I'm pretty sure it was watching you spin and perform with those masks on. Goodness gracious, that would have been tough. I think there was at least one of you that had glasses on. And as a former glasses wearer, gosh, I can't imagine what that's like in rehearsal, probably fogging up every day. But obviously you're able to perform through it. But great finals run. It looked at the beginning, and this was a little wild moment at the beginning, when you started doing your movement and just people started coming out of the woodwork of that little building that you guys had. And it looked like there's only a couple people in there. But man, as you started coming through everywhere else and putting arms, you guys kind of fully expanded out of nowhere, and I loved it. And it caught me. It really hooked me in at the beginning. And so that was beautiful. The Salt Lake, you had an independent open show. You were doing some high level stuff, and you could just tell walking out that it was going to be a good show, and it was going to be well put together and well thought out. Some incredible solo performers in there. I tell you what, your instructor, I mean, it had to be the instructor or designer, because he was doing everything with you on the side by the sound table. I glanced over there a few times, probably too many. You probably could put a camera on him the entire time and been entertained as well. He was put on his own show watching you guys. And it was cool to see how much expression he was giving and how much you could see how much he cared for what you were doing and cared for you to be successful. And so you don't get that many people in a group that are buying in if your instructor and your staff is not bought into you and the success of you. So that's at least what I saw from the outside in from you guys, and as what I saw from the entire competition. It was fun to watch. I'm really glad I was able to make it. And just kudos to traveling to a different area, to a gym you never performed in, and giving an awesome show for our local community as well as the parents that travel. But man, it was good. It was fun. It was fun. It just takes some of those competitions sometimes to really inject you with some additional passion for what's going on in the area. And you think of how many groups are performing, and how can you keep coming up with shows, right? Like, how can you keep coming up with different shows? And I think if you're not a designer and you're not in that headspace, that it is hard to wrap your head around it. But man, these designers are coming up with this stuff left and right all the time. I've got notes on my phone about shows that I would love to do, soundtracks that go with this and that, and some of them have visual ideas with them, some of them don't. It's such a cool way to express yourself, and it's just a really cool art form that's not in the public's eye all the time, which I think it should be. So that was WGI Bellevue. Great show. Great to have all of you come up. If you're watching this and you traveled in from out of town, thank you. Thank you so much for showing your talents to our area and traveling. It was a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend for a competition. So thanks again. The next weekend after that, so local circuit took 2 weeks off. But then the weekend after that, we had another WGI Regional in Bellevue at Bellevue West High School, where we had winds and percussion groups. A lot of it were local groups. We did have Lee Summit come up and Resistance Indoor Percussion, which was an independent world group. I was not, due to the old sickness, which I wish I could have gone and supported. I'm sorry, but I wish I could have. But I'm glad people were there to support these groups, local and from afar. The Winds groups performing Bellevue East, Papio South, Bellevue West. I'm really excited to see your shows because I haven't seen them in a while, and I know they're way more filled in than they were before. And then obviously I haven't quite seen many of the percussion groups. Papio South I saw, but they did a nice little standstill when I saw them. I haven't seen Bellevue Combined Group yet. I wish I could talk more about this regional in general. And I'm sure Resistance was great. Being an independent world percussion group is just a different level between hands and feet. And I thank you for coming, because I know there were kids, students, drummers sitting in that audience watching you that were loving every minute of it. And you are fueling their passion to continue to play after high school. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for competing. And thanks for making it a great day. What it seemed like a great day. So we're back in to local circuit HWA action this weekend at Bellevue West. I tell you what, I don't know how they're going to do it. We're trying to get Marcus Eckhoff on the podcast so that he can talk about this. But man, hosting a WGA regional and then turning around a week later and hosting a circuit, the last regular season circuit show, which everybody's trying to get into so that they can get one last seeding score before the local circuit championships. I mean, people haven't competed in a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And so everybody's probably coming to this looking at the lineup right now. You've got your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 regional eight or novices. I'm sorry, they're novices group. 5 novices in our circuit, which is awesome. And we got our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 regional A groups that are in the circuit. It looks like we've got a new face. Oriole, Pride, Wintergard. I'm so sorry if I'm messing that up right now. Like, please someone message me and let me know how to say that correctly. We've got quite a few regional A, and then we throw the percussion and winds in there. Looks like, yep, Bellevue Combined, their novice group is in. We've got the 2 Scholastic A groups, Columbus and Bellevue Combined, then Papio South on the open side. We got our winds novice with Bellevue West. We've got Papio South, Gretna, and Bellevue West. So East will not be there this Saturday on the win side of things, but we'll get to see Gretna and see what they've been able to do. It's been a hot second since we've seen Gretna. And then we move into our Scholastic A side, where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 Scholastic A groups performing, followed by the UNO Maverick, Winter Guard in the Independent A category, finishing off the night. We've got, what time does it start? First performance, 11:30. At Bellevue West. It's going to be a cold day. It's going to end, it looks like, at 4:15 is the last group. UNO will go on. Awards finishing right after. But this is going to set the stage. This is going to set the stage for championships. Not this weekend, obviously, but the weekend after that, I believe, is championships. So it's going to be a great day. I'm sure of it. It's going to be cold. We've hit a cold snap, so it'll be okay. It'll be great. I'm excited. Bellevue West is going to, they always host great events. Anything really they host is a great event. So if you're in the area and you want to check out some of these groups, of course, not all of these groups on the local side went to the regional. So if you went to the regional, make sure you come out and support us locally so you can see some of the local talent that maybe didn't make the trip to the regional a couple weekends ago for the guard and last weekend for the percussion. So check it out. Support the arts in our area through this. Cheer when you think you see something you like. Don't be bashful about it. Cheer when you like something and help support these groups in our area. We're going to come out with some more. I promise we're going to be putting more podcasts out as my health gets better. And it is getting better. Oh my gosh, it was bad. But we'll be putting more out where we got some interviews that we're lining up that I'm excited about. Some things that are a little different that you might not, people, I should say, having some discussions that might not be normal on certain podcasts. So, but once again, it's going to be all about the marching arts, definitely local area, surrounding area. If you liked it, you like the throw a like on there. Subscribe so you can see when we do put out some new ones, and share it out. The most you can do for us is share it out so that more people get exposed to this activity. I tell you, even in my own experience, so I work full-time in the military, and there were people on base that I would never have suspected to actually see it, let alone some people actually watch some of it, that are not connected into the marching arts at all. And so it's cool because they are now exposed to this activity, and you can do the same by, you know, exposing this podcast and sending it and sharing it out. And I hope it's good enough information that you think is shareable to, you know, whoever will look at it. And I hope it sheds light and brings more people into this awesome world that is the marching arts. We're hoping to do more and more as we keep going, but please stay tuned. Thank you again for watching and helping us spread the word. We'll see you on the next one.